All the promises of God find their yes in Christ Jesus, his Son. And so it is that we say Amen through the same Jesus Christ, our Lord. Let us pray. Almighty God, you have taught us by your word to keep this day different, to make it holy, and by our worship to make this weekly memorial of your grace to the world in Christ your Son. Here we may gather in gladness and peace. Here may we find rest from our care and freedom from any fear. And above all, here may we meet with our risen Lord, be blessed by his presence, and know that his hand is upon us in mercy. Lord of all grace, we remember at this time of Lent that you walked the road to Calvary, and there by your tender love, your arms were outstretched upon that bitter cross of shame. In our place you bore the pain of a fallen world. May that same mercy bear with our faltering faith and failure. Holy God, we admit that we are so often dazzled by the false gods of this age that we find it hard to see who we are, where we have come from, where we are going, and to whom we belong. For we are so easily caught up in selfishness and seduced by cynicism and waylaid by what is trivial and unimportant. Arrest the false gods that divert us, we pray. Show us the deceits that have blurred our vision, and so bring us to a true and honest repentance. Receive from God through the merits of Christ the assurance that your sins are forgiven. Holy Spirit of God, come gently now to these lives of ours. You know our need, and we know that your grace is sufficient for all our need. Help us to look to you, and with all who raise their eyes to heaven on this Lord's Day the world over, to expect great things for ourselves and for those whose need is upon our hearts as we offer our worship today. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, we ask our prayer, and in the words that he taught us, we further pray together as one family, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power